Nolte, HBO's trolling of conservatives with Euphoria is a ratings disaster. By John Nolte on July 11, 2019. Euphoria, Hollywood's latest attempt to troll us rubes with gratuitous displays of teenage gay, lesbian, and transsexual sex and orgies. Not to mention rape and sodomy is failing big time. Just how big of a failure is HBO's Euphoria? So big that the entertainment industry's media sycophants have been forced to write headlines like this one. HBO's Euphoria reaches new viewership high with episode 4. Reaches new viewership high is designed to make it sound as though Euphoria is reaching all these amazing viewership highs, except... yeah, no. Guess what this amazing new viewership high is? A mere 600,000 viewers. Between cable and streaming, HBO has 40 to 50 million US subscribers. So only about 1% of those subscribers are bothering to tune into the pay channel's boring teenage gay anal rape orgy trans lesbian sexorama. 1%. For perspective, everyone was laughing at Lena Dunham's Basement Rated Girls when it hit 799,000 viewers. What's more, even HBO's most desperate act of trolling, the promise of 30 penises, down from 80, in a single scene, failed to attract even 2% of its subscribers to tune in. Here's a taste of the boring envelope pushing HBO is offering to an America that ain't buying. The 30 penis scene centers around Nate, the star athlete with anger issues and some serious sexual anxiety. All those penises are just a short aside in the story of Nate's life, which gets a brief overview at the top of the episode. He's not just the son of a man who has regularly preyed upon trans women and gay men, but the son who carries that secret around after discovering his collection of homemade porn featuring his father in the act. He's the masculine heir apparent to a very broken man who expects his son to end up like him. Nate's fucked up childhood manifests itself in equally fucked up anger and toxic masculinity. He is only attracted to the most feminine, perceivably weak women, and yet at the end of the episode, he's revealed to be chatting on a hookup app with the same trans girl his father raped in episode 1. I don't know about you, but I fell asleep right around serial cheater who fetishizes trans women thing. Sorry, but nothing about this sounds shocking or provocative, it's just tedious. To begin with, who wants to Google trans women to find out if that means a guy who thinks he's a girl or a girl who thinks she's a guy when the answer might pop up with photos no one wants to see? How big of a failure is Euphoria? One of the show's stars, Zendaya, no last name, has 58 million. With a M, Instagram followers and nearly 16 million Twitter followers. But despite all that free social media publicity being shot out to nearly 70 million followers, less than 1% have tuned it. I hate to break this to Hollywood, but there is nothing sexy or attractive or provocative or interesting about victimization, even if that victimization involves 30 penises, down from 80. Sex can be sexy. But this isn't sex. Euphoria sounds like sociology homework or being forced to play spin the bottle with your women's studies professor. The one who doesn't wax her upper lip, which is probably all of them. Actors and actresses sexually degrading themselves on screen is as tired as it gets nowadays. Trying to shock us rubes by upping the perv ante is just zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz some real artistic bravery on display? Bring back some of that good old TNA, give us another Basic Instinct or Hard Bodies. Something fun and titillating and gratuitous. Something for guys who just want to laugh and look at hot girls. In this sexless, fascist woke era, some sweet boobs would be a true act of iconoclasm. Euphoria sounds about as edgy as a basketball. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.